It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of John, John chapter 11. We're going to read the first 8 verses. John chapter 11, verse 1 through verse 8. So if you'd open your Bible so that you can read along with me, it'd be a great time to read the Word of God. While you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to study the Word. Hope that gave you enough time to open your Bibles and prepare for the reading today. John chapter 11, beginning to read with verse 1. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that he said this sickness, let me begin once again with verse 4. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that he said unto his disciples, let us go to Judea again. And his disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee. Why goest thou thither again? And we'll end with that verse today, and we'll begin with a word of prayer before we start the study. Father, I thank you that we can enjoy this precious Word. It's wonderful to study your precious Word, to spend time in it, to enjoy this the wonderful time together. Please, that we may draw closer unto you, that we may come to know you as our Savior. And as this section of Scripture here, as all Scripture, we need to understand the word faith, that we're to be drawn to you, and as was we have faith in you, that you can deliver us from sin, can answer the sin problem, can put us back into fellowship with God the Father. Father, we just thank you and praise you that you have done that for us. Please now, Lord, that you will direct our ways, will set us on the proper path as we study your word today, that we do not go too far to the right or to the left. We stay right in the middle, right where you want us to be, that we may be to your truth exactly where you want us to be and not going off on our own understanding and our own knowledge and wisdom. Teach us your way right now, Lord, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin with that this is the 7th miracle that the Lord Jesus has performed. And as we find that Jesus performs these miracles, it is all to show without question that he is God. As we've went through each one of them, we have found that it's always things that no one can do. And it's so wonderful to watch God at work as he repairs not only the heart when we come by faith to him and makes us born again, saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, as what was accomplished on the cross of Calvary. But he also comes through and he has raised the dead. We find this time, as we look to Lazarus with this sweet message, sweet verses of Scripture, he has healed the sick, he's healed the blind, he's healed the lame. It's been wonderful going through these verses of Scripture, through this book, and studying and watching the Lord Jesus as he walked upon the earth, those 3 years of his ministry that we have proclaimed in this gospel. We know that this, again, is the 7th one that's listed. There's many miracles that he performed, many, many miracles. It isn't just all the miracles that he performed, but this is the ones that were recorded for us. But there was multitudes that was performed while he was during the time of his ministry here upon the earth. We do know that this being the 7th, and this the number 7 is the number of complete or perfection. And so going along the lines of being complete, we need to recognize that the ultimate enemy that we need to have victory over is death. That's what happened when we find sin in our life, born in sin, and so it's a natural occurrence. And as we are born into sin and we continue to sin during our lifetime, that sin causes spiritual death, total separation from God the Father. Now, a lot of people don't seem to think that that's a problem. You know, I don't murder anyone, I don't do this, I don't do that, and so I'm okay. No, you're not. You were born into sin, so even if you could be so good that you had never sinned since then, it wouldn't matter because it's your nature. You were born into it, and you need to take care of that sin in order to get yourself back into fellowship with God, get to where when you die and leave this world that you will go to heaven to be in the presence of the Lord. He cannot stand sin. He cannot tolerate sin. He is not only a loving God, but also he does judge, and he is a righteous God. And so we must understand that there has to be something to do with this sin. It has to be dealt with. And in order to deal with that, you must have some means or some answer. Now, you can stand up on your works if you like to. Many churches teach works. That's how you get to heaven. That is not what the Word of God tells us. We should trust by faith in the Lord Jesus and Him alone for our salvation. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might live if we come by faith. He died for all, but unless we come by faith, then it's to not place to our account at all. Please that you trust in the Lord Jesus today. You walk with Him, but only come to Him first. Don't try to, many people try to do this. They try to live as Jesus lived. They try to walk the Ten Commandments. They try to live the Ten Commandments. That's wonderful. But don't expect to buy your way into heaven through that. Jesus paid the price. He has bought and paid for you. Now please come to Him by faith. And come to know Him as your personal Savior. It's a relationship you have with Jesus, not just somebody that's out there. He's a living God. You need to have a relationship with Him. This enemy, the ultimate enemy, death. If Jesus could do nothing about death, the sickness of Lazarus, and if you know the story, he dies, been dead for 4 days. But if Jesus could do nothing about death, if he couldn't raise one from the dead, then no matter what Jesus ever has said or has done is just to nothing. It gains nothing if he could not raise the dead. We know, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 19, I hope that you're opening your Bibles, turning your Bibles to that. You know how that I always have more than one Bible so that I can keep one at the John chapter 11 and turn another to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. And it says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. You see, if you're just depending on the Lord Jesus, living according to the Ten Commandments, following as close as you can to the Word of God, and thinking that's it, but Jesus has no power over death, then the Scripture says, then all men are most miserable. Because this life, we can live it with Jesus Christ and enjoy it, but we're never promised that we'll never see disease, or never see heartache. We are promised the strength through the Lord Jesus to carry us through whatever trouble we have. But we're never given any direction by the Word of God that we can avoid those things. Because you see, we still live in the old flesh. The old flesh still gets these diseases and still has these problems because we're living in this sin-sick world. And so don't think that there will be never a problem if you become a Christian, because that's not so. But if it would have been a problem, if Jesus could have taken care of all our little problems as we're walking here upon this earth, and yet could not have faced death and taken care of the problem we have, that enemy we have, death. But Jesus can. And Jesus does. It's so wonderful to serve a God that has the power over not only the things of our daily needs, but he also has the power over death. Victory, my friend, you can have it in Jesus Christ. If you look to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. What is the seventh miracle that Jesus performed? We're going to find that he's going to raise one from the dead. It's wonderful to have a God that has the power over death. Victory. Again, victory we have in Jesus Christ. We find here in the first verse, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Now we know that this is located, we find that in the 40th verse, I'm going to ask you the question, where was Jesus when he got this message? Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany. So we have the location that the sick man is in, which is Lazarus. We also find that Jesus, let's go back to his location, and that's, you'll find in John chapter 10, verse 40. And he went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John had first baptized, and there he abode. And if you'll, it doesn't say, it just says where John was first baptized, that's where Jesus was located. But we are told, if you'll take your scripture back to John chapter 1, verse 28, we're told where that location is. These things were done in Bethabar beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. And so I believe that to be the location where we find the Lord Jesus. Now, from Bethany to this location is approximately one day's journey. And so keep that in mind as we go down through these scripture verses below us. One day's journey's difference. Now, if we look, it was that Mary, and I'm going to read this, just begin with verse 1 again, John 11, 1. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. We know that there's a very special relationship between the Lord Jesus and these three, Mary and Martha and Lazarus. The Lord Jesus has a special love for his own, and he loved these. Jesus died on the cross for all. His love went out for every individual that has ever or ever will live. Have you come to the Lord Jesus by faith? Because just because Jesus loved you and died on the cross, he first loved you and died on the cross that you might live. Unless you trust in the Lord Jesus and him as your Savior, unless you do that, you will never return that love to him. Please that you trust in Jesus today, that you look unto him and be able to return that love. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus loved the Lord Jesus. They loved Jesus because they had come by faith to him. They knew Jesus as their personal Savior, not only as Savior and as God, but also as friend. And that's what Jesus will be and mean to you when you come by faith to him. If you ignore the free gift of salvation and do not come to the Lord Jesus, then you will find that he will be your judge. And the love that you thought you were depending on will not exist because you did not receive that free gift of salvation. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were very good friends of the Lord Jesus because he loved them. They come by faith to him and were saved and trust in him as their Savior, as their God. Now please don't miss that. Therefore his sister sent unto him, verse 3, John 11:3. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. As we look through these scripture verses, we find that in verse 6 they abode 2 days. Then he tells his disciples in verse 7 and 8 that we're going to go to Judea. They're a day distance between these two locations. And so, as we look to the Word of God and enjoy this precious Scripture, we find that Lazarus is dead. We know, according to the 14th verse, which we didn't read today, we'll read next time, Then said Jesus unto them, Plainly Lazarus is dead. We know that Lazarus was dead and had been dead 4 days, according to the Scripture. Now, let's think about what we have here as we look in these verses of Scripture that we read from verse 1 to verse 8. We know that Jesus received the message. He received that in verse 4. Jesus heard that he said, This sickness is not unto death. As the messenger comes, said, Behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. The sisters in verse 3 sent a messenger unto the Lord Jesus. Took him a day to get there. He received the message, and the Lord Jesus returned, told him a message. He said, This sickness is not unto death. He did not say, Tell Mary and Martha. He did not say, Talk to Lazarus. But he told them, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. In verse 4. So you see, the messenger came with a message. He that thou lovest is sick, and Jesus did. He loves every one of us. And he has a special care that comes to those that believe, and a special relationship that is a result to those that believe by faith in him, in the Lord Jesus. So you see, it's a personal relationship. And Jesus had this relationship with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Do you have that same relationship with Jesus, or is it just somebody that you've heard of, somebody that you know, somebody that you read about in this book, the Bible? I hope that Jesus is more than that to you, because it's not just a religion. It's not just something you come and sit in the pew and you sing hymns about. You are baptized by his name. You take the Lord's Supper in remembrance of what he's done on the cross, but you don't know him. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus knew him. And this messenger come with this beautiful little message, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Of course, Jesus knew exactly who it was. It was Lazarus. Well, again, he gives a message back, and he tells this messenger. He says, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. That was the message that he sent unto him. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister, which was Mary, and Lazarus, verse 5 tells us. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, he saith unto his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. Now, let's go back just a little bit, and I want to keep the days straight for you, because it's important to know. The first day when the messenger left, there's 1 day. The messenger returns, probably on the 2nd day. Jesus abodes where he is at, according to verse 6, for 2 more days. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. So that picks up. The first day was a travel of the messenger. 2nd day, the messenger probably returned, and that was the beginning of the 2 days that Jesus abode, covered the 3rd day. Then the 4th day, Jesus travels to Bethany, according to verse 7. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, Let us go to Judea again. So we find him we find him a total of 4 days before he arrives to this Lazarus. Do you wonder what the disciples were wondering about? Do you wonder what they were thinking about? Why didn't Jesus go immediately? Jesus loved Lazarus and Martha and Mary. Why did he tarry? Why didn't he go immediately unto this one that he loved? We know he loved him. Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Again, the third verse. Why would Jesus tarry? Jesus could have even spoken, and Lazarus would have been healed. But he chose not to do that as well. We know that he could do that because we have that recorded back in John chapter 4, verses 43 through 54, where it was the nobleman's son, if you remember back when we studied that time. John chapter 4, verse 43. Now after 2 days, he departed thence and went to Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was come unto Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, and where he made the water wine. And then was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went up unto him, and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, Sir, come down, my son die. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. The man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to mend. And they said unto him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, the whole house. He knew it was the same hour that thy son, when Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This, again, is the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. We find that he believed. Jesus said to him, Go thy way, that thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken him. Will you today believe the word? Will you come by faith to the Lord Jesus, and will you believe the word, please? Jesus said, Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, shall be saved. Speak with the mouth. Believe in the heart. Will you come to Jesus and have this wonderful relationship with the Lord Jesus that Mary and Martha and Lazarus had? Will you please come? Please trust in him. So you see, the Lord Jesus didn't have to travel to Bethany. He didn't need to go. It seems as though, according to the 7th and 8th verse, especially the 8th verse, that the disciples were somewhat concerned about him going there because the Jews are seeking to kill you. Why would you want to go and return there? Again, the disciples, as they hear the messenger, and I'm sure they did, they wonder why. Why would Jesus ever tarry 2 more days and not go immediately unto his friend Lazarus? Unto the friend that had faith in him as God, as Savior, why would he tarry the 2 days before he went? We find by the time he arrived that 4 days have spent. Why would he ever leave and let Lazarus suffer like that? You know, you don't hear people preach about the purpose that we are here for as believers in Jesus Christ. We seem to think that Jesus has come to this world and died here, and he's come to help us each day, which he has, and he will help you. He'll give you the strength to go through whatever trouble you have, but he never says he'll keep you from having trouble, from being sick, from dying. He gives us life spiritually. But unless Jesus comes again to get his church, we will face the grave. We'll face a physical death, but not a spiritual death. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you will face, yes, a physical death and a spiritual death. Total, complete separation from God. You know what the purpose? Why we're here? Jesus tells us, for the glory of God. That's why we're here. We're to witness. We're to tell people that Jesus died for them. That you have a wonderful personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. That Jesus will give you the power and the strength to go each day. He'll give you eternal life. All these things we are handed. But we are, and it's for the purpose to bring honor and glory unto God. Now, how much of your life does that? Or how much of your life is set on selfish needs and desires? I want to feel good. I have to feel good. God, how come don't I feel good? How come I'm sick? How come I got this problem, this sickness? God, can't you take care of it? Yes, he can. But do you ever think that he wants to... And through that sickness, there can be honor and glory given to him. His very good friend Lazarus is a beautiful picture of that. And he tells us once again in verse 4, but for the glory of God, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. We have the question that the disciples had. Those that were so close to him, did they understand why Jesus tarried? Why didn't he rush over there? Did they listen to the message he gave the messenger? How did the messenger feel? How did he feel when he arrived and found Lazarus dead? Did he remember the words that Jesus spoke to him? This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby? Did he remember those words? The disciples heard those words and probably wondered. And then even questioned why he was going up there, because there are many that want to stone him. And what about the messenger? Did he run back and give that message to Mary and to Martha, even though Lazarus was dead? Or did he keep that message to himself because he thought, now I really don't understand. Lazarus is dead. And Jesus said, he told me this sickness is not unto death. But you know, as so often we do we remember everything that Jesus said? Did he just remember that part that Jesus said unto him, this sickness is not unto death? Did he remember, and did he tell Martha and Mary, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified? Did he remember to tell him? Did he himself remember those words, or was he so taken that Lazarus was dead that it kind of ended there? Today, for sickness, we blame God. For troubles, we blame God. We should never blame the Lord for that. He tells us in his precious word that we, in the day of trouble, we have the day of trouble, that he may be glorified. Psalms 50:15. We'll look at that next time we're together. My dear friend, for us to suffer, for us to have problems, that we may bring honor and glory unto the Lord, should bring a joy into our heart, no matter what trouble or pain we're facing. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?